Hi, everybody. I want to welcome you to the colorful and transformational world of butterfly medicine today. So butterfly medicine represents all aspects of transformation, transmutation, and change on all levels. And we can call on butterfly medicine for the courage and inspiration that's required to make changes we need to free ourselves. Usually the butterfly medicine is a lot about freeing up something, either our lives, a project, or something. We're like seeking some freedom and birthing of something in our lives. And butterfly medicine also helps us because it's an animal of the East. It helps us really step onto our spirit path and align with our true purpose. And it says that the butterfly is the only living being capable of changing its entire genetic structure during its transformation from being a caterpillar to a butterfly. And that's pretty powerful symbology for anything in our lives. And it's, you know, the genetic structure actually completely changes. So it's this, like, absolute transformation that the magical butterfly medicine is capable of inspiring within us and in our lives. And the butterfly medicine brings with it this constant cycle of self-transformation and divine magic. It's like one thing transforms into the next, kind of taps us really into the alchemy of our lives, that the alchemical process, you know, the stage in the chrysalis and that breaking down of things and that transforming of things. It's a very transformational, alchemical kind of a medicine, and is always connected to divine magic and beauty. And if you're really ready and committed to calling in and allowing for some major transformation and inner growth in your life, then this butterfly medicine is a wonderful medicine to call in and work with. And so to work with butterfly medicine, it's good to reflect and introspect on exactly what stage you're in on your transformational journey, or, you know, phase in your life that you're having transforming happening in, or a project or something. And, you know, so, that, yeah, this can be in relationship to, you know, starting a new job, or starting a new relationship, or letting go of an old relationship, or starting a new project, or stepping into this, you know, creative endeavor that you've been wanting to for a very long time. And so we look at the stages of where we are in that process of creating. And the egg stage is that magical time, just at the beginning of something, when we're planting the vision seeds, such as an idea, or, you know, just a vision about something. It's just coming into our consciousness, let's say. You know, just in that dreaming state, literally, we may just be dreaming it while we're sleeping, or kind of dreaming it in our waking dreaming. We can just kind of feel it on the periphery of our consciousness. And then the larva stage is when we've just begun taking some actions, like first steps towards actually bringing this vision or dream into physical form. And then there's the cocoon stage. That's where we do our deep inner work. And we're feeding, and we're digesting, and we're developing it, and we're tending to it, and really doing that deep inner work, so that our vision and project can be birthed. We'll be ready to be birthed into its next stage, which is the final stage, that stage of transformation where we're leaving the chrysalis, that safe chrysalis behind, and birthing and manifesting what we've been working towards all this time, you know, whatever it is that we're working towards, this transformation and change in our lives. And then there's the final phase or stage. We come out into our life or into the world with our new self, our project, or our creation, and we share the magnificent colors and beauty with the world. That's when we really come out with it. We step out into the world with it. And then at that stage, we can fly free and feel lighthearted and fulfilled with this project or something that we've been working towards that we brought to completion, and we can, you know, have a joyful celebration for all of our hard work and the patience and the courage and the perseverance that it takes to, you know, commit to a stage in that visioning, dreaming place and then bring it all the way to fruition. You know, a lot of things come up. We are all familiar with the resistance that can come up, and when it gets a little difficult, we're ingesting this or digesting this. We're just sometimes we want to stop. And if we've come to this final stage where we're flying free, we have a lot to honor ourselves about in that process. So that's always good to do, the honoring of ourselves. And so I want to drum now for you so that you can journey into the medicine of the butterfly. And I want to just say that in the beginning of the journey, and you may have already been feeling this, I've been talking, you probably, some project or phase is becoming sort of clear to you already what it is that is up. You know, the butterfly medicine is already with us. And so you're going to ask yourself or just tune into what stage you are in around what it is you'll be journeying for guidance around. So you'll be asking, am I in the egg stage or the larva stage or the cocoon stage or that final birthing into the world stage? And another question that you can ask inquiry that you can kind of plant in yourself, like an intention to get information or guidance about with the butterfly, is just ask the butterfly if there's any other projects or anything that you might not even be aware of that would be a good thing for you to step into at this stage. So we're always opening in our journeys to what spirit will give us and what the different animals, spirit animals, will give us that we don't even know about yet from our kind of small, limited perspective of our personality and our ego sometimes. So we always want to be aware of other things coming to us as a gift from the other realms. And you can also ask about the medicine of rainbows. I mean, it's the place of the East. It's a place of rainbows. It's a place of all the different colors. And you might see certain colors, or you might be guided to, you know, use certain colors in healing, or it might be suggested that you wear certain colors that can help you empower yourself and ground yourself, or eat certain foods of certain colors. So it's all about tuning into the rainbow colors of our lives and of the universe. And you might also be introduced to, you might see on your journey to the East, to the butterfly medicine, you might also see some creative rainbow guides, spirit guides from the East who might come and inspire you and guide you and teach you something that's important for you to hear from the wonderful realms of spirit in the East. And so when you go into this journey with my drumming, you can choose to go in with all of these kind of planted in your energy field, or you can just go in with one. It doesn't matter. You can do whatever you want. And you also have this drumming and journey audio that you can go in over and over again with the various questions at different times in your process. And so this is how it'll work. Right now, if you could find a comfortable place to lie or sit with your eyes closed for the journey. And what will happen is that in a couple minutes here, I'll begin with a drum beat of four groups of seven. And this is when you're going to just sink into the journey. Just sink, you know, take some deep breaths, root with the earth, just kind of settle in and be with the questions that you'll be asking, you know, be opening to getting guidance and answers about. So you just kind of settle in and breathe and root. And then you will hear, after those four groups of seven, you'll then hear this rapid drum beat from me. And that's the point where you'll actually start journeying, and you'll go to a place that you know on the earth that is in the East. I mean, you might go into some other realms that aren't on the earth, some upper heavens or something, but probably it'll be somewhere on the earth. And it's usually a beautiful spring landscape with beautiful flowers, lots of spring green grass, and new fresh shoots everywhere, new growth everywhere. That's usually it. it may not be the landscape that you're taken to. And as I always say in these journeys, whatever you receive or wherever you're taken is exactly right. There's no wrong way to journey. And everyone journeys and receives guidance in their own particular way. Some of us are very visual. Some of us hear things. Some of us just feel it. Some of us just have an intuitive knowing. Everything that happens is how spirit, how you receive and how spirit gives you inspiration. And it's all fine and it's all perfect. So there'll be the rapid drumbeat, and then you'll go into the east, and then there'll be a steady drumbeat, and that'll be a steady journey. That's your journey time, and that's when you'll just open. You just open to whatever. You observe everything or you listen to everything. You can really surrender and let go at that point. And even if you forget your questions, just relax about it. The more we can just let go and surrender to the experience, the more that spirit's just able to communicate with us in whatever way is being asked of us and of them to give us our guidance and our inspiration. And so after that steady drumbeat goes for a while, it'll be about 15 minutes or a little bit more, then you'll hear the drum stop and then change again. It will go back to the rapid drumbeat. At that point, you will kind of finish up what's going on in your journey, and then you'll retrace your steps. You'll go from where you were in the journey, and you'll retrace your steps back to where you began and back to where you're lying or sitting at the beginning here. And just, you know, slowly open your eyes, and then I'll talk to you at that point at the end of the journey, and we'll kind of go from there. Okay, so if you want to just get yourself comfortable lying or sitting, I'm going to begin my drumming. And you can go in and ask those questions of the East. What phase are you in? Is there a project they want to show you? Butterfly medicine wants to show you, or the butterflies, or the rainbow guides, what might they like to show you? And just open and see what happens and how the colors might be healing in your life. So here we go. Have a wonderful journey. Thank you. So I hope you had a good journey. Maybe got some inspiration and some guidance from the other side and from the butterflies. Maybe a rainbow guide. So, as I've said before, it'd be really good to write down what you've seen or heard or just intuited from your journey. And you can keep a journal of these journeys, especially if you use this over and over for the various stages, asking questions of the various stages and phases in your transformation. It's so great because then you can look back later, because we often forget to honor ourselves for the process that we've gone through and for the courage taken and the perseverance. And I think it's always good to be able to read and also remember the different steps along the way and the signs that we saw. And so that can be a really wonderful record of our process and journey of transformation. So thank you for listening to this drumming and journey to the butterfly medicine. And I hope you have an opportunity to use this audio recording again. And I wish you wonderful inspiration on your transformational journey. Okay.